Hey guys, we just wanted to take a quick moment to thank everybody for supporting us. We don't have Patreon per se, so the way you can help us and support us is if you like, subscribe, and leave a positive review. That would help us so much. Thank you.
Maybe tell a friend. Maybe tell a friend to listen. How about that? Throw that in. Go ahead.
Thank you.
No, go ahead. Say tell a friend.
Oh, tell a friend.
There.
La 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 la. La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Test your mic, please.
Testing.
A little left. Okay. Oh, look who did all dolled up in the morning.
I literally rolled out of bed. I had to get up, do some work this morning, and then jumped on this Zoom. I look horrible. See,
that's almost like fat shaming when you go, I rolled out of bed, you know.
I did, yes.
You know, I got out of bed. That's what you.
How are you? It's good to see you.
Are you talking to the producer or me?
It's you. Oh. I can't see the producer.
Good, yeah, you look very pretty. This is a great way to be married. One person in Texas and
zooming?
One person.
We have a Zoom marriage.
Yes. Hey, well, so Bonnie's in Austin till Thursday, and I was thinking about this today. What are we going to do when she goes to school?
I mean, you're going to get her to school every day.
What about when I go away?
I mean, we discussed this.
No, we didn't discuss school. We only discussed
somebody
the
has to be there. You know, I mean,
we might have to find someone new. I don't know. Let's see. What do I have in September?
Well, why are you doing this now? Please don't. Please.
Why?
Rich.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like I'm already furious with you. I don't even see you day to day. And you're just like,
why are you furious?
This is how
with
we
me?
Do podcasts now. We do our schedules on the podcast.
And look at your
what?
The way that your video is.
What's wrong with my video? Hi.
Get closer. What are you doing?
Like that?
Oh my God. Forget
what do you mean
it.
Get closer? Then the top of the video, the computer comes in. There. Look at that.
Did you turn the lights on? Do you have those lights on?
Oh, good point.
Okay. Jesus.
Good point. Hold on.
I'm sorry, people, but there's...
There. Those lights.
That's done nothing, but...
What do you mean? It's brighter.
At least
brighter.
You can see your face.
I bought stuff for my eyes that you put under your eyes. Mm-hmm. To get the bags out, and okay.
Is it working?
I don't think so. So I went to reviews and I saw the best one online for like $80. So I ordered that to put under your eyes. But I don't think any of it works. I mean, what kind of cream is going to take? You know, it's just a bunch of, you know, stuff they put together to trick people. Oh, aloe and this and that. But, you know, once you get bags under your eyes, I don't know if there's any kind of plastic surgery that takes bags out from under your eyes, because where would they bring the skin to?
There is plastic. Don't worry about anything you want done, you can get done. What do you want done? Bags out? Gone. You want a nose job without surgery? Can be done.
How
do it with Botox. I don't know. I don't ask how. They don't ask me how, you know, I write a joke. I don't ask them how they do non-surgical facelifts, but they can do it.
They can take the bags out and the extra skin under your chin?
That extra skin under your chin, I guess, is like a 30-minute procedure. You have it done at lunch.
Do you?
I mean, these are things I read in lady magazines, yes.
Well, I'm gonna pay for you then.
I need it done?
No, I do.
I have a weak chin.
No, you have a strong chin. You have a you're very pretty. Did you have sex last night? Tell the truth. You look so happy and pretty.
Yes, and I did. No, there was a, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this, but no one listens to our podcast. So there was a person on the production that tested positive. We all have to test every day for COVID. We are in literally a COVID petri dish. It's like Texas is just chock full of COVID. And someone that I speak to every single day tested positive. So I haven't gotten my test back yet. I was supposed to get it back yesterday, but they're behind, I guess, because there's so many people getting tested. So last night I was going to go for a cocktail, you know, because we have today off. And I couldn't leave because I don't officially know that I don't have COVID. So one of the other writers put a martini in front of my door and then left. And then I got it.
Oh, my God.
And a martini delivered to my hotel room.
Male or female?
It was the male, but it's a female and male writing team that are married.
No, I'm talking about the martini.
Oh, the martini was male.
I started drinking. I'm going to have a cup of tea right now.
Oh.
Get it? I held up a tea, folks, like a golf tee. I just found it, and I had my cup next to me, so I said, I'm going to have a cup of tea. Get it?
Yeah.
A golf tee. I found it.
So I'm not allowed to leave my hotel until I find out the results.
What about for breakfast? What do you do for breakfast?
I have stuff in my fridge.
Oh, like what?
Bread, and I've been having, I run out of everything almost, except I still have peanut butter and hummus. So I have, and olives.
Wait, you keep bread in your refrigerator?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
It's sprouted bread, so you have to.
Oh. I went to the garden and picked a tomato to make a mozzarella tomato sandwich this morning.
Oh, and there's basil out there. There's loads and loads of basil.
I would never be able to find it. I can't tell what it looks like.
It's right by the corn.
There's a lot of green out in the garden, so I can't separate them. Maybe I'll go pick stuff later today. Here's the thing. I've been cleaning nonstop. It's really driving me nuts. I did the couch.
Wow, who does it when you're gone? I'm just curious.
Who does it when I'm gone? The lady we hired, but she quit.
No.
So.
Who does it?
There's three rooms that have
to
be.
This is what I wanted you to find out, exactly how much I've been doing every day.
Is that what you wanted me to find out?
Raina told me that you were like, she went to use a plate the other day and you were like, no, use the paper plates. Like she won't let you use any actual dishes so that you don't have to wash anything. Is that true?
She exaggerates because we're out of paper plates. And
so that means you used a whole thing of paper plates.
There wasn't that many. I got the styrofoam ones at the dollar store. I don't like those. I like the paper ones better because they soak up the oil, because I made potato pancakes last night and pierogies.
Did she eat that?
Yeah, she loved them. We went Polish last night. Mm-hmm. So she put your fake sour cream on the potato pancakes. Mm-hmm. She goes to me, you want sour cream? I go, no, it's not real. But I did have a little. So here's...
Fascinating.
So the living room, I took all the cushions off the couches, even pulled the couch out.
What is this podcast we're doing?
Wait, hold on. Because I was looking for
it's so dumb. It's like you're telling me. It's like listening to a married couple's like phone call.
Because I was looking for your stupid.
It's so dumb.
You're dumb.
What are we doing?
I know
what
it's dumb.
Are we doing?
Well, hold on. We'll get into other stuff. All I know is she's got to finish your room, her room, and the bathroom is a mess. Your bathroom. So I'm going to say, look, you clean mommy's room and the bathroom, and don't worry about your room.
Why is she in my bedroom?
Every night.
Her room's too messy?
It's like a cyclone hit it. She hasn't cleaned out her fish tank, I just realized, in weeks. So I'll have her clean your room and the bathroom. And then when you get home, she could. You got to pick her up at Ellen's. I'm dropping her at Ellen's tonight.
Okay.
And
again, these are things that probably shouldn't be said. Like,
what?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you about like kind of an exciting job, and you're like, okay, the cushions have been removed from the sofa.
Oh yeah, I can't tell you how exciting it was when I heard that there was a martini left outside your door.
It's
that,
more exciting than it's also it's interesting. It's like I'm living in a COVID state. I have to wear a mask. Like so, like when I leave my hotel, I'm wearing a mask the entire day until I get home at night. Like you
that's
know,
exciting.
13 hours later. Well, because I used to be like, wear a mask. Who cares? It's like a small price to pay. But then you realize like you're wearing these whatever N something 95 masks. They're very tight on your face. They're hard to breathe through. It's like I'm becoming anti-mask the more I wear it. I'm like, what? People keep asking if I'm like worried that I have COVID, and I keep telling them I don't believe COVID's real. And I don't know if people know I'm joking or not, but maybe I am, and maybe I'm not joking.
Maybe your little tweet, COVID and Lyme disease.
I believe COVID's real, but Lyme disease is fake.
No, you said, I believe COVID's fake.
No, I never said that. I said COVID's real, but Lyme disease is fake. That's because I told Micah that Lyme disease wasn't real, and she was like, it was blowing her mind.
It is real. What do you mean it's not real? Are you crazy?
Is it? I'd like to hear some. Let's get Dr. Steve on the phone. He's probably like, well, I mean, we believe in some way. We've never actually, located the virus gene. But there, when we can't find anything else that's wrong, we like to say.
What do you like to say? Is Lyme disease?
I don't know, but, you know.
Your impressions.
I've done no research on it. I just said it one day and it felt good, so I just keep saying it. COVID. That's what happens with COVID people. They go, COVID's fake. And then something about it feels good to just fucking say it. And then you're like, yeah. Then you double down on it. And also, when I was saying that Lyme disease was fake, and then the writers were like, they were like looking at me like, is she unhinged? It felt good. It was like, yeah, be like afraid.
Unhinged, like that movie, remember?
Yes.
That's
I grabbed their children and threatened to kill them and stuff.
Russell Crowe. I had to go to the beach yesterday and take Raina and two of her other teenage friends.
Yes. That's a good dad thing to do.
Listen,
I'm listening because there's nothing else I can do.
We only stayed for 2.5 hours. We got there at 1:30 and left at 4. That's enough time.
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Were they mad that they left so early or they were done?
No, I had to do a dumb podcast. I forgot.
Oh, my God. You couldn't.
What?
You couldn't.
Well, even if I stayed, I didn't want to stay longer because I would hit tons of traffic coming home, which I started to hit. Luckily, I got through it, but. 2.5 hours of listening to the. We made them lunch. We brought sandwiches, fruit, drinks, potato chips.
I thought Raina did all of it. You said we.
I bought the stuff. I carried it to the car. She made a couple sandwiches. I packed the cooler with, you know, frozen.
Well, you guys kept calling me yesterday morning.
I didn't call
fighting
you.
Like children. I'm on a bus with like. Co-workers going to get COVID tested, and I'm like, okay, well, you be nice to him and he'll be nice to you. Well, let's treat each other with respect. They're like, how many kids do you have? I'm like, that was my husband.
And then is that when you hopped into the Lyme disease thing right after that?
Then I was like, Lyme disease is fake.
Well, three teenage girls in a car can drive a person nuts. And, you know, then they play their music. Horrible
they're
music.
Fun. I love listening to them. I think they're funny. And they're like, it's silly. They're so silly. They're giggling all the time.
Oh, one of their mothers said to the daughter that I'm a bad influence because I have tattoos.
Wow, what is she from 1952? Like,
I'm a bit like.
Are you James Dean?
I'm a bad influence. I have to. Yet I'm 35 years sober. My kids have never seen me drink or do a drug, but I'm the bad influence.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but people get crazy when they see someone with neck tattoos.
I don't have a neck tattoo.
It's, you talk about like someone thinking you're unhinged. It's like the closer you get to your face, the more like people are like, whoa, that's a little weird. You get an ankle tattoo, people are like, that's fine, no big deal. Lower back tattoo, people are like, crazy in her youth. The higher up you go in the body, people are like, what the fuck?
No, I'm not. It's not a neck tattoo.
It's like rings on a tree to see the age, but this sees psychosis.
I'm going to get a neck tattoo next week.
I know you are. Weeks. And then you'll be like, how dare they think I'm a weirdo?
A bad influence.
I've tattoos. Got 75 rings and a neck tattoo. My favorite thing about your rings is that you go into bodegas in New York and like try to get them to give you candies for less. Remember that time it was like two candies for 25 cents and you were like three candies. I was like, you got all these diamond rings. Like, what are you doing?
That never happened. I like a good deal. and that, you tell the whole story. I already spent like $40 in there on sandwiches and he couldn't throw a piece of candy my way. You know, when you.
But what about for your job? What if somebody kept like sort of like pushing you to do a little extra?
I do extra time. Sometimes people go.
What if somebody said like, "Hey, now you have to do a meet and greet for free," and you're like, "No," and you're like, "They're like, look, I already just spent X amount of money on you. You could do a meet and greet." You'd be like, "Well, that's more money. That costs more money."
I don't charge people to meet people. People do that.
Are you really going to do this? You understand what I'm saying, right? You're 100. Let's try to use some of that 141 IQ when someone's proposing something to you.
I thought you were going to say my age.
You don't like go into a store and, like IKEA and be like, hey, I just bought some furniture. You should give me some free furniture. They're like, no, this is our business.
IKEA is a corporation.
Each thing costs money. Each thing.
Listen, you don't know anything about business because you've never had your own business. I've had my own business.
I know about rings and candy, and if you have one, you don't try to get a deal on the other.
I know. Businesses, if you take care of the customer, they come back. IKEA is a corporation.
You're insane. You're truly insane, right?
No, you're insane. You don't know anything about business. You throw them a little
you
extra.
You think, I went into Dunkin' Donuts with you one time, and you were like, you go, I should get free munchkins. And the guy was like, why? And you're like, put the munchkins in the bag. And the guy was like, no. And you go, put the munchkins in the bag. And the guy got scared and put munchkins. It was like you held up the Dunkin' Donuts.
Because kids were supposed to get munchkins for free.
We didn't. We were just, we didn't have kids. We were just standing there.
They didn't know that.
You're like, oh, I left my baby in the car? What is, you're truly insane.
No.
You look like something's wrong with you with that hat. I mean, do you love like just seeing a bald spot on the top of your head like that? Like it's so weird.
Where? Whoa. Whoa.
No, right there.
What, this?
Yes.
I don't have a bald spot. That's my forehead.
No, but I mean, it's like.
It's my forehead.
Yes, it certainly is. Yeah. It's a lot of forehead.
Oh, look who's talking. I could fucking show a movie on your
forehead.
I'm
not wearing a backwards baseball cap.
Yeah, so I'm not fucking.
Battle of the foreheads.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app and investing in all electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes, but more importantly, we're making a difference.
Anyhow, okay, so the club I canceled, bowed out of last week, sent me a payment to compensate for my headaches and loss. But, you know, the guy sent me a long apology and goes, we'll send you compensation. But that took 3 days, and it was giving me more anxiety. I finally wrote to him. I go, look, and I named all these different comics. I go, I'm not these guys or girls that you've dealt with. I
have rings and a neck tattoo. I'm about to get a neck tattoo, bitch. You don't want to mess with me.
If I got a neck tattoo, what would I get? What would you get if you got a neck tattoo?
A rope.
You know that's been done, and that's offensive.
Okay, then how about like fang marks? That's been done.
What marks?
It's been done. Like Dracula bit you. Fang marks.
Ugh, that's so corny.
So dumb.
You know what I was going to get?
I'm sure it's some fucking shitty saying.
Yep, I was going to put, grant me the serenity.
Well, don't you know the sayings already? Like, why do you need it tattooed on your body? And this is what's wrong with society, is that you live your life by sayings that somebody else came up with a million years ago. It's like, it's so dumb. Really? It's so dumb. Why don't you just get a coffee cup that says it? It's so weird. It's like, what are the tenets you live your life by? Well, take a look at my coffee cup collection. Here's, this is my Bible. This is what I, oh, is there any sayings that you live your life by? What's your motto? Well, it's right here on my t-shirt. I mean, it's dumb. It's like, think for yourself. You have a good mind, you know? God grant me the serenity to not fucking tattoo these dumb sayings on my body. It's like,
you don't even know the serenity prayer.
Everyone knows the serenity prayer. You act like nobody's ever heard AA sayings before. Yeah, I'm saying AA, not 12-step, because everybody knows what a 12-step fucking program is, okay? They're interchangeable. The fact that you're like, oh, I can say 12-step and not give up my anonymity is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. When you say to me, like, I met somebody, I can't tell you where I met them. I know where you met them, okay?
No.
It's so stupid. I'm going to a 12-step meeting, an AA meeting. I'm not allowed to say that. No, don't.
Yeah.
It's like so stupid.
Okay, say the serenity prayer if you know it.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the wisdom to and change the things I know the difference.
See, you don't know it.
God grant me the serenity to accept the, to change the things.
No.
God grant me the serenity. Wait. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Fart in people's faces and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah, see? Everybody
God
knows
grant me the serenity to change.
What? Why are you ruining it?
God grant me. First of all, it starts with God, which is.
Yeah, really good. I can't wait till Judgment Day and you're up there going, sorry, I did believe.
If I was up there and there really was a God, he'd be like, when you were doing that, that was fucking hilarious.
No,
God would see, have a sense of humor.
Well, at least you're right, you say he, because everybody knows God's a guy.
God is not a guy, and God is not a woman. God's a little more complicated than that. Okay.
Say the serenity prayer before we go on.
God.
Without a mistake.
Grant me the serenity to change the things that I can change.
That's not it.
God grant me the serenity. I know the second part,
you
right?
Don't know any, you want me to say it for you? And then you'll go, oh, yeah, I knew. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Courage. Oh, I'm so courageous. I'm so courageous because I'm changing things like my underwear. I've got courage.
Oh, you're so corny.
Oh, really? I'm the one who's corny? Going to a 12-step meeting.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Hey, you guys, I can't remember the name of it. What you always call it, like a friend of Bill. Hey, you know Bill? You're a friend of Bill's? You're a friend of Bill? Somebody's like, yeah, Bill, the manager of the bar that I like to go into.
Ooh.
No.
Broken down ad-libbing. Yeah. Don't act like you don't.
Bill, the liquor manager? Yeah, I know him.
The liquor manager? He manages liquor?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen,
they
hey,
exist.
Listen,
they exist.
Hey, listen, Regal Beagle. I like, I'm making a call because I'm managing some liquor. Would you like rum or vodka?
There's bars that have a liquor manager. That's the job.
No.
Yes.
No such thing.
Yes.
There's no such thing.
Yes.
No. A liquor.
Listen,
no.
Tweet me if you're a liquor manager.
No.
At this Bonnie is... McFarlane.
Ugh. So unreal.
Hey, we'd like to hear from some liquor managers out there. I know you're working hard and sweating from using that trolley with all the liquor on it. What's it called again?
What? A forklift?
No, the leg thing you push. I know you've been changing some keggers today. Give us a call.
The thing you push?
Yeah, you put like the stacks of beer on it.
Yeah.
And then you push it around. It's got wheels on it.
Yeah, forklift. It's a portable forklift.
No, it's not a fucking forklift.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's a 12-step program.
It's a forklift without an electric. It's one you push, a pushing forklift.
Okay, like that movers use to move heavy stuff?
Yeah.
No. That's not what it's called.
What's it called?
It's called the thing that you push stuff around on.
Yeah, you don't know. Neither do I, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, if you're a liquor manager and you're using one of those things that you roll stuff on, give us a call. You're at Wadi and Rich.
What's it called? A push cart?
Stop. We need to stop now. We need to stop now.
A push cart.
On to something else. It's all fun right, and exciting, but... I guess my point here today is you don't need to be putting sayings on your neck. I think you're good. You know the sayings. What do you think you're going to forget the sayings? And then someday, like, it's like memento. You're like reading your body for clues.
Well, I like that from Queen. I like the other part, you know, that he'll always, oh, hold on. Let me look up the words. I will,
if you did wake up like after some coma or something and you had to figure out who you were, like think about what kind of message are you sending yourself? Those tattoos. That? Good thing you didn't do the pleasure cruise thing.
That's what, well, here, the lyrics, I paid my dues. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. I like that. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. That's good. I like that one too. I like this. These are great lyrics. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, but I've come through. I was going to get that, but tattooed, I always come through.
Okay, but can I just say this? I think what your body is actually trying to tell you, or your mind, is that you like, hey, you should read more. You're getting something out of this. Not everything you read is like, I got to put this on my body as a tattoo. You know what I mean? Like maybe you just need to read. Maybe your brain is like, hey, these are interesting things. These words are adding up and giving my brain some fuel. Like,
this is my favorite paragraph. I've taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But here's my favorite. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I love that. I consider it a challenge before the human race. But here's what I was going to get a tattoo. And I ain't going to lose. I like that.
Oh,
one.
My God.
And what? I ain't going to lose.
But what story do you tell yourself every day that these are the words that like affect you so much? You're like, it's been so hard. I've struggled so much. And I still made it.
I ain't going to lose.
Is that what it is that you tell yourself every day?
I ain't going to lose.
You didn't lose. Of course you're not going to lose.
I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
Yes, you've already won. You should be like, oh, you know what your tattoo should be? Did it. Done.
I could do that one. I like that. Did it. Did it? Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Oh, my God. It doesn't have to be words.
Well, those are words.
Tattoos is that it's like
did it are words.
I know, but I'm taking it back now. I didn't know it was gonna like.
Well, I wanted that one tattoo where the microphone was taking the cord and strangling the girl in the front row that wouldn't stop talking. Remember that picture I showed you?
Again, this is not not everything that makes you like, that's interesting. It should be a tattoo.
Yeah, but that was.
I don't think you should put killing women on your body.
It's not women. I'm not killing. It was just, you know how a bad.
Okay, so I mean, it's just so dumb. Come on. I'm not going to have this conversation with you. It's silly.
The microphone was just, you could see the meanness in the microphone's face.
Why do you hate? Everything is about hate and how you've had to struggle and everyone's against you. That's listen to yourself. Every single thing you talk about is about like.
I ain't going to lose. That's not.
I'm going to win. This fucking life gave me nothing.
Gave me everything. I got everything.
But you still have such anger that you want to put a tattoo of like choking a woman in the front row.
Just a bachelorette party. What?
No, so, I mean it's.
Oh really, Mrs. I have anger. Ooh, hey friend of Bill's. Hey, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting it as a tattoo on my fucking body.
Yeah, listen. You were going to get a tattoo and you fucking bailed it. You got scared. Yeah.
What if I just put like a man and a big X through it? Yeah, because as a woman, I had to do it on my own.
Not an X. You put a circle and a line through it.
You get my point.
I saw a guy had a tattoo with these names and lines through them. I guess girls he went out with, and then he had lines through them.
I mean, see, it's like, why would you want such negativity on your body? It's bizarre.
Maybe some people look at it as positive. Look, I crossed her out so I could have positivity in my life, just like a girl can cross.
It's positive if you're just actually doing it and forgetting about it, but you're not really forgetting about it because it's all there to constantly remind you. It's like a text. I went I had a fight with a friend of mine. This was years ago. And then, I saw that she had called me at one point and I was going to call her back. And then I was like, and then I was like, I'll just text her. And I went to my text. It still had, you know, shows the last text, which was us fighting. And then I got mad all over again and didn't call her or text her. And it's like, that's what you're putting on your body. Just a reminder of like, like there is. And listen,
I mean, you put that
this comes from someone who believes that Lyme disease is not real. So take that with a grain of salt. But I believe in shoving it down. Like, I know that there's like this whole thing of like, don't shove it down. That's like bad and you'll explode. But I just really don't believe you need to like act on every single, you know, emotional impulse that you have. Like sometimes if you shove it down, it literally just dissipates and goes away.
Never.
Like it does. Like you don't have to process everything. You don't have to have closure on everything. You don't have to like have some kind of like, I need to get it out. You don't need to get it out. If somebody pisses you off, learn how to just kind of swallow it.
No.
Yes. I believe in it. And you know, well, whatever. Maybe it's the Canadian way, but
yes, you don't push it down. You deal with it, let it go.
I'm not saying like big things like trauma.
Look, we got to wrap this up, so I'll push that down.
Oh, we're done already.
Yeah, 11:10. Yeah, that's just 35.
I'm onto something here, and I want to get followers that believe what I'm saying, which is just be happy. Don't think about the bad things in your life. Don't think about the negative shit that happened in your past.
Hello?
Don't get mad when your husband takes a phone call on your podcast.
Hurry up. I'm doing a podcast, so what are you going to tell me?
Who are you talking to? Ask them if they ever had Lyme disease.
Mike, wait, hold on.
Who's that?
Wait, hold on. Did I fuck this up? Can you hear me, Mike? It's Mushy Mike.
You didn't know how to put it on speaker?
No, I hit the wrong thing. I know how to put it on speaker.
Wow.
Why are you calling me? What do you want?
The Atlantic City show needs you to make a personalized video for the date.
Or this early? The date's not till what? October, right?
Why are you doing this on the podcast? What are you doing? Think about it.
Go.
There's no reason.
Bye.
Okay.
I thought I was going to get something funny out of it, but nothing came out of it. I thought I was going to get something good. I tried. Sometimes things fail and they don't work. So that's when I go back to
a
cup of tea.
A marriage. And
a
yet,
cup of tea.
Here we are. Shove it down.
All right. I got to go. Listen, Bonnie's going to be at Soul Joel this Saturday, Royersford, PA, Soul Joel. It's a great gig. She's a great comic. I don't know. I guess you get your tickets online.
If you have Lyme disease and you come to yell at me, go fuck yourself.
I'll be in Port Charlotte, Florida, Wednesday through Saturday. I don't know the name of the club, Vivian's, or I got to look up the name. They haven't sent me an itinerary, but it's in Port Charlotte. And I hear it's a great club.
It starts with a V.
I think so. I'm going to look it up. They never sent me an itinerary, which I got to call. Anyhow, so this weekend, Port Charlotte. Next weekend, Poughkeepsie. Laugh it up, Poughkeepsie. And then I'll be at Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. And watch probably the weekend I'm there, you'll be back here. What are the odds? 50-50. All right, go see Bonnie at Soul Joel. Thank you for listening. You guys are the best audience. Oh, whoever sent Raina $200 for her birthday, thank you. I'll get the name. I told her to look it up. Someone sent her $200. What? Thank you. Thank you. I can't imagine who did it. I would think it would be maybe a doctor or...
Okay, let's...
What?
Thank you is appropriate, and then you move on. You don't try to guess what their profession is.
You don't push it down.
I'm gonna say it's not a teacher because they don't like kids that much and they don't get paid very much. So I'm assuming it's somebody who works in a high paying. It's a high paying pedophile. That's what I'm gonna guess.
Oh, is that what you're? That's creepy. Thank you.
I mean,
listen, I got to run, you guys. Peace out.
Bye,
Bonnie. You look great. It was good to talk to you again. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, let's keep this going. See you later.
Hi, My Wife Hates Me is hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane and produced by Nick Collette. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
It's really true, but somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once, with basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.